All right, today is February 13th. It's the Rundown. It is brought to you by Lisa. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Get $75 off. You click on the link below, lisa.com/barstool. Click on the link. Doesn't matter if you get $75. You don't have to buy a mattress like today. You don't have to buy it tomorrow. It's an investment in your sleeping future. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Lisa, we are joined by Trill Withers.
That's me.
Who's the guy that I sometimes confuse you with?
That could be
Trill Ballin. Trill Ballin. Trill Withers.
Yeah. I mean, common mistake.
I'll say, yeah, Trill Ballin's a legend, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, I thought that's who we hired at
I'll
first.
I'll say, yeah, nah, that's not me.
Legit. That's who I thought we hired. Coley hired. So he comes in. Today's day one in the office. Big cast on here. Need somebody in the Rundown. We're a multicultural place, clearly. I'm sure you've noticed that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the number one topic, which everyone's getting on me, is the Grammys, Beyonce. I fucking hate.
Of course, the first time we have a black dude on the Rundown is going to be a Beyonce topic.
No, it just worked out in that fashion.
Let's talk about it, though.
No, I know. I hate Beyonce.
Why? Let's talk
about it. I've hated her. I liked her when she was like Destiny's Child and like making good music.
Okay.
But what she did last night.
Do you remember being born? Are you thankful for the hips that cracked? The deep velvet of your mother?
Was she went up there, and I actually said to Frankie, our producer of Barstool Radio, why don't we play her performance the entire time during the Rundown and see when she starts singing? Because we'd be done with the Rundown before she started singing. She went out, that's like if you go get a massage. Mm-hmm. She sat there with massage music playing, rubbing her pregnant belly, doing all these things. That's not what the Grammys are about.
I don't see the issue.
No, I'm not saying you know. You may hate, but people. Then Coley comes in, and he's like, "Black Twitter's mad at you," and I'm like, "Why are they mad at me? I mean, because Beyonce stinks. That's not a black-white issue. So if anyone's coming at me, that's what you said, Coley. You said,
they were.
I still don't know why they're mad.
The Beehive called me a rodent.
But the Beehive
said you a fucking rodent. But you look
the like Beehive tame though. You got off like pretty like.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, it could have got a lot worse.
I'm not afraid of the Beehive. Let me tell you that.
No, it was actually very fun to sit up.
The stoolies are much crazier. The Beehive, like, I think those are women who come in and they'll, like, throw a joke at you and then they disappear. The stoolies, when you get the stoolies mad, they're mad at you for years.
For life.
Like, you wake up 4 years from now and your wife's getting prank called at her office being like, yo, you said this, like, 4 years ago. So I'm not afraid of the Beehive. But back to Beyonce. I wrote a blog, and we'll throw this out you. Who is the biggest self-absorbed douchebag on the planet? I always thought it was LeBron, but I've switched because at least LeBron wins.
Wow.
LeBron goes out.
Well,
LeBron
Beyonce wins too.
No,
bro.
No, but LeBron doesn't sing. I mean, Beyonce doesn't
sing. I hope
sing.
So, yeah.
No, okay. Beyonce doesn't sing. She did
songs.
Not sing. She sang in the old days. She did not
she sang
sing two
songs.
She
night.
Talked two songs. She talked two songs.
That's subjective. That's debatable.
That's not subjective.
That's debatable.
She talked two songs. Her opening question on this thing, because we rewatched it, was, do you remember when you were born? Fuck no. Who the hell remembers when?
But
that's
talking
such
about
a stupid.
It. But you're talking about it.
Yeah, because I have to fight off these people. She's a marketing genius.
Yeah.
But anybody who says she's good is insane.
She's good, man.
At what?
No. She's a good performer. Not last night was not.
That was on a performance. What was that?
That
Caleb was saying
was
it's art.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like performance art, and it was all like artsy
that's
and weird.
A
and no, I want to see
singing.
You fucking sing a song. I know you're
a song you've never heard. And a song you don't like. Like, what do you want to sing?
No, dude. That song.
Sing no. Give me fucking. Give me Destiny's Child.
That song that she smashes the windows is
hold
awesome.
Up. Yes. She should have done that.
Sing
hold
that
up.
Fucking song. Just get up there, smash windows, do a performance, and sing songs.
So you disagree with the song she chose?
I disagree. What she did to sit there and not sing, or I don't even know if she said a word, for 10 minutes.
You wanted to see like more of the beatboxing, more
the
white boys with
Chance
their pants on.
Chance the Rapper didn't get to finish his speech.
Oh yeah! By the way, he's the biggest Chance the Rapper fan.
Beyonce
doesn't get played
who
off.
The fuck Chance
does.
The Rapper is, but I know he didn't get to finish his speech, and I know Adele's dude didn't get to finish his speech, and it's all because this Beyonce chick is out there for fucking 20 minutes and she didn't say a goddamn word. How can anybody be like, that's good? That's
because
a slap in your face.
I would rather look at Beyonce than listen to Chance the Rapper.
Even when she's all
any
pregnant?
Any day. Especially when she's all
pregnant. Oh, you're a weirdo. Oh, that's a weird.
That's a different show for a different day. But yeah, I don't have no issue with looking at Beyonce.
And I'm going to tell you else. She's the one of the ones when Blue Ivy was born.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no pictures and privacy. And Jay-Z's like, you can't say the word bitch now. And all she is doing is ramming her pregnancy in our face. It lends credence to the fact that the first pregnancy was fake in those photos. Because
it would have been all over the
place. Yeah, she's acting like she's never been pregnant before. Mm.
Yeah, but all the money in that, why would you not say,
all right, so okay. You're saying it's a money thing. That's why I hate her. So you're seeing through it fine.
Money is bad?
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
But just admit that's what you're, don't be like, the Beehive doesn't see that. They think whatever she's doing is wonderful. No, it's not, you're stupid.
It's wonderful for them though. It's wonderful for who it's supposed to be wonderful for.
Anybody who said that was wonderful went into that performance saying, like,
be
Beyonce could have
done anything.
Literally pooped on the stage and be like,
they
look at that performance art. That was the
I
best.
I think you would have loved
that. That was disgusting.
I would have been here for that.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Like, come on.
Oh, God.
Come
Beyonce.
On.
Beyonce.
Oh!
I love Rihanna. Beyonce.
Dude, Rihanna put on so a performance last night.
I like Rihanna's it. The best.
The flask, like the tattoos under her tits, the whole nine. I think what Rihanna did in her seat last night was better than what Beyonce
but
did on stage.
Why wasn't she on stage? That's a reason she wasn't on stage.
Because it's the
like
Illuminati.
She's blackballed, yeah.
That's what it is?
It's 1,000%
that. Secret society.
Okay. You wait, time out. Rihanna, fact, fucked Jay-Z, allegedly. But that's a fact, allegedly.
Okay,
but that's
I'm
a
listening.
Fact.
Okay, I'm
so
listening.
There's no way those two, her two huge power players, are going to let Rihanna get up there and steal the shine. By the way, moving on to the next person, topic Adele. It's a joke that she won Best Record of the Year. That song, Hello, I'll never argue that. That's an unbelievable song.
Okay.
I think we can all agree that. Justin Bieber's album blew Adele's. Every song on Bieber's album is a jam.
Tyler?
I'll defer to you there.
You're not familiar with Bieber?
I know his work on other people's stuff.
Bieber's album was... Every single song.
He got
was
shut
like,
out, right? Was he?
Well, he didn't show
nominated?
I was going to say, I didn't hear his name at all.
And Drake,
night,
too,
so.
To be honest.
Yeah,
the two
I,
of them.
Yeah, I didn't see
I would definitely take Beeb's album over Adele's album. No doubt.
No doubt. And we talked about this on Barstool Radio, too. Like, I mean, well, no, this is a subject. Caleb was afraid to say Adele's fat. Adele's fat.
Adele is so fat. And if
and
Adele,
that's not an insult,
if Adele lost 30 pounds, she would be
so
sexy because she's so pretty.
But
she's fat.
The main thing, my main Adele point on this show is. When she fucked up doing the who's the guy, the faith guy?
George Michael.
George Michael tribute.
Fast love, fast love in you. I know it's live TV, I'm sorry. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry, I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry.
And stop midway through.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, Adele's the best. What an act of courage. This, that. That's a coward move. You can't stop midway through when you're live. You play through. That's
no,
like
I'm taking it a step further. I think that was fake. I think she did that on purpose.
100%.
I think it was like
to draw 100%. Attention to it.
Yeah.
Set the scene a little
bit.
Yeah,
like make it dramatic. She started to like tear up. It almost like paid him more respect.
Yeah, like I don't want to fuck this up. Right. I agree with you.
I think that was, and that's like so out of character for Adele that I think it was like she knew it was going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think she did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's being woke. I don't think she did it on purpose. And I thought it was a garbage move, and that's the difference between like sports and actors. And it's like you have to play through in that situation.
No
it
do-overs.
Disgusted me. There is no do-overs
mulligans.
On live TV. And obviously, cool girl Christy Teigen, she's like, that was the most inspirational thing I've ever
seen.
That's
why I think she did it to get
people
like her to
time.
React.
That's a good move.
Ugh, hate it. Also, I hated her. Why was she trying to give the award to fucking be? I liked Adele. I think Adele is supremely talented. But when she won and was like, I want to give the award.
The Lemonade album was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out and so beautiful and soul-bearing, and we all got to see another side to you that you don't always let us see, and we appreciate that, and all us artists here, we fucking adore you. You are our light. And the way that you make me and my friends feel, the way you make my black friends feel is empowering, and you make them stand up for themselves.
As a black man, how did you feel when she's like, all my black friends are happy about fucking you, Beyonce?
Well, speaking for every black person ever.
That's what I mean. That's why you're here. We have a lot of racial issues. People,
I can appreciate that. It's like
Adele saying that.
I can appreciate that.
I would never get up, I feel like, and say it. I feel like that could have caused heat. If I'm like,
oh, I didn't say I would say it. I can appreciate somebody else saying it.
I also think it's like kind of patronizing. Like if I won, I was like, Dave really deserved it. I think you would be like, shut the fuck up, man. You won, I did.
I would never do that in a million years. Yeah. Be like, oh, someone else totally deserved it. It's just all this Beyonce love of like, you helped me be a mother, and I just.
Yo, she's just a singer. She's just a fucking pop star. I'm so sick of this. Like, she's Mother Earth and she's this and that. No, Adele, she didn't help you be a different mother. She just fucking sings songs.
Adele didn't get 20 minutes to walk around, though, last night.
That's true. That's true. I mean, as long as it's all a long con and that's what's going on.
I think Adele is getting off. I don't know. I don't want to comment. But
she went on and on the after show, too, by the way. She said, what the fuck does Beyonce have to do to win Album of the Year?
Adele did?
Yeah. Wow. Like afterwards when you do like a presser, She kept going and she said, what the fuck does Beyonce have to do? Huh?
She physically broke like the Grammy Award and offered some of it to Beyonce. I don't know if Beyonce took it.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous. Now I hate Adele. I don't want to hate Adele.
I don't know about that.
Now I hate Adele now. Like, I didn't
say Beyonce.
It's Dooley's
too much sucking fucking Beyonce's dick. Nobody fucking cares. You lost. Why is everyone so afraid of this fucking couple? Like, what the fuck?
It's the Illuminati, man.
And her songs.
You answered your own question. Like, Rihanna basically got blackballed from the stage last
year.
She
did.
If you cross Beyonce.
And you can see
Adele
Rihanna.
Adele was probably like, I want to be able to sing at the Grammys next year, so I'm going to say nice things about Beyonce because the Illuminati will fucking. Yeah.
That's a smart move.
I'm not sure what I thought was weird about it when she's like. Adele, when she did say, like, to Beyonce, like, you've helped all my black friends be proud of being black. I think she said that, didn't she? Isn't that what she said?
I think what she was saying, like, she gave them something. Adele can never make something for her black friends, ever, that they're going to feel and resonate with them. Beyonce did. So Adele, as an artist, is like, I know how hard that is to make music that resonates with people. You did this for a specific group of my friends. I can appreciate that.
Shit.
Or not, it's whatever, it's fine. Everything
that
is
was
fine.
Maybe the funniest moment in Rundown history.
Damn it,
shit.
I don't know, they're not even strong points. It's just like, I don't get it. So many people making all sorts of music and all doing all sorts of shit. It's like all of a sudden Beyonce, because she's smashing windows and she's literally acting like she's the only person who ever got pregnant. I've never seen it. It's like, dude, you've already been
pregnant. But you would do that if you could get away with it.
Yeah.
That's why she's doing it.
But I'd expect people to call me out, be like, this fucking clown's such a fucking fraud. Everyone buys into it. You're buying it. You're souping it up.
I think if you
come on up, dog. Give me more.
I'm all in.
I think if you and Beyonce got in a room together, private, no camera, she would be like, yes, Dave. Yes.
That's right. And that's all. It drives me crazy when people can't see through people. And the fact that Trill's sitting here being like, that's why she's doing it. And then a second later, but I'm eating it up. I don't like.
You just said you eat it up.
I'm not. No, I said I see through it. I said I do it. If I could sell what she's selling, I'd sell anything.
Right.
We sell anything. T-shirts. It's crazy. Are there any other Grammy moments that you guys want to talk about?
Rihanna really was something special. In her
awesome.
Show. I mean, that was just
awesome.
It was maybe a little bit like contrived, but she's so fucking.
I don't know
sexy
that it
enough.
Was contrived.
I mean, like,
I don't think that was. Yeah. I think that one was. I think that was
like,
authentic.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's why she's Rihanna, because that could be authentic.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think. I felt.
CeeLo?
CeeLo. I mean, CeeLo, people got mad about CeeLo. He wore the gold costume. CeeLo's CeeLo. Like, CeeLo's a weird-ass motherfucker,
right.
So I have no problem with that. Yeah. He's a weird, like, in here, all right, I don't want to keep harping on this, but, like, Lady Gaga,
about Beyonce, is this?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it back there. Like, Lady Gaga is like, crazy and a performer and an egomaniac, but she always brings it. Like, okay. She performs. That's all I ask. Like, hey, Beyonce, if you want to be that, at least fucking sing in the first 10 minutes.
The only thing I'll say, I think it's similar to like Kanye, where like right now he'll like lay down on the stage rather than just like get
up. And I don't like,
but,
I don't like that shit either.
People are fucking eating it up. So shout out to your boy Posner. Oh. Stoolapalooza alum, now turned.
He's another
Jared
fucking guy.
Jared Leto,
I hate.
Fucking Suicide Squad Joker. Who doesn't talk? He has someone talk for him. Like, dude.
Is that what he does? He doesn't talk?
That was the other guy with him?
Yeah, Black Bear.
Okay. Yeah,
he leans in
guy,
and whispers,
yeah.
And then that guy talks, except that you could hear fucking Posner because he was basically talking into the microphone. Like, dude, you used to sing at a Barstool tour. Like, you're not.
Posner is one of my least favorite humans going. And I said, if he won, I didn't even know that song, which I like begrudgingly. I left my girl in Ibiza or whatever that fucking song
took
is.
Took a pill.
Nailed it.
Took a pill in Ibiza, whatever the fuck. I like that song. If that won, I would have had to retire and remove myself from society. Because that's how much I don't like. That's how much I don't like Posner.
Posner versus Chitty Bang, who's worse?
They're together on that tour, yeah, so I have equal hate. I have equal hate for both of them. I think I hate Chitty Bang more. I never dealt with Posner directly, so to speak. He was just like never helped, just stole money and couldn't put an ass in his seat. I still don't think Posner can put asses in his seats. He's got this, I took a pill in Ibiza. I think you said Posner's playing in this office. Anybody can come, nobody would show up. He just has, he's got the charisma of Bill Simmons.
And of
that's
an
like
ant.
An ant.
Of an ant.
Moving away from
this
the Grammys.
This is going to be the longest rundown ever.
No, moving away from the Grammys. James Dolan, your boy.
Don't even
Are you a Knicks fan, Trill?
I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia. Atlanta. I'm not a Hawks fan.
Atlanta, Georgia.
So just nothing?
I like whoever's winning.
That seems like a very LeBron thing to say.
I like whoever's winning.
All right, so James Dolan, this whole fiasco with Oakley. I saw you fall for this trap. I saw it on Twitter.
I didn't see it happen, but some people were just like, Spree's at the game.
Sprewell's coming to the game. You're like, oh, I'm so excited. Sprewell's going to fucking put Dolan in a body bag. He came as his pet, basically.
Yeah. Which is as low-life scumbag as it gets, but he's got to feed his family.
He got a yacht,
famous,
man.
Famous Spree quote. I mean, we know from the Stoolies who live in Milwaukee, we get people tweet us pictures of him bouncing at the bar in Milwaukee. Like, that dude needs money when you're that low. I think you got to take what you can get. But sitting next to James Dolan, you would have to pay me an ungodly amount of money to sit next to that fucking
How much?
Ewok
I
scumbag.
Say, yeah. How much?
Not only $5,000.
I love the move. You have to respect the move by Dolan.
I know. You're like a Dolan guy.
No, I'm starting to respect his moves. Like, this is such a good, cheap, diabolical move.
Yeah, the fact
move.
That he was like... Let's run down the roster. The most like pathetic dude on the list. Call him
What's
up.
Larry Johnson? What's he doing there? Is he not rich anymore?
That would not surprise me.
You're our basketball. You got a basketball.
Yeah, Larry
podcast.
Johnson. Actually, he's still rich.
Nah, so then, what's he doing?
Yeah,
I mean,
he probably got that same call. I feel like he called both those guys, but they both picked up. So it's like I have to invite you both to the game now.
But
if Larry Johnson, if you have money, you don't care about money. Why would you ever do this? Larry Johnson made way more than Sprewell, right? Wasn't Larry Johnson like
I would have to
a
imagine
bazillion
there was one big
dollar?
They weren't really making no money back in the early '90s, though, compared to now.
No, Larry Johnson had to make at least like what's that?
Oh, he works for
the Knicks.
Larry Johnson works, so it's either keep your job or you're fired. Okay, Miranda Kerr. And Jason Spiegel, is his name Jason? Evan Spiegel. Jason Spiegel's an actor. Evan Spiegel owns Snapchat, starred Snapchat. They're engaged, and it's come out that they are abstaining from sex, and this is Spiegel's deal. He won't have sex till they're married. Miranda Kerr already has a baby. I don't know.
This is some Russell Wilson
it's
and Ciara shit.
Russell
it's
Wilson.
Sound, yeah, it sounds like Russ.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Shades of Russ.
And if you, I said, you can't be trusted if you don't have sex before marriage. Like, there's something wrong with you. You're demented. Miranda Kerr, who's like alien hot, as I put it, which is a super compliment. She kind of looks like an alien, but in the best possible way.
There's not having sex before marriage, crazy. Not having sex with Miranda Kerr before marriage, even crazier. Owning Snapchat, being like basically a billionaire and not having sex. Like, why even invent an app? Why even buy
Yeah, why even be, what's the point? Chance? Yeah, why are you even rich?
Here's a question. Who do you think has more power in that relationship?
The Snapchat dude.
The Snapchat?
I say her.
I agree with
I
you.
I mean, like, with each her. Other or, like, in general? Like, within the relationship?
Who has more hand in that relationship?
Oh, well, I probably the supermodel.
Yeah, I
Although,
think
I don't know, if this dude's running around making rules, like, we're not going to have sex before marriage, and I don't think Miranda Kerr likes that. She's alien hot. She wants to get fucked.
It's crazy. I would go with Miranda Kerr, though. I think the woman always has the ultimate power in, like,
in any relationship.
Because
really.
She can just go, yeah, he's a super bazillionaire, but it's not like she can't go
find another
different
bazillionaire.
He can find another girl.
I think she was with another bazillionaire first, right?
Yeah, he was. But it's always, too, the guy, like, guys fuck more chicks. If a it sticks with you more if the girl's fucking other guys than a guy fucking girls. So.
Well, it's also, I feel like if she walked out of, like, the shower right there in front of him, he's not going to be like, I can't
Yeah, that's,
do, I can't
that's
do this.
What's crazy to me.
So
like,
we think they're lying?
Or she's just not trying.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like whatever.
I think you're demented. I think you're crazy. You're just a crazy. I don't care. If you're super religious, you're crazy. If you're.
Do the Jews do this?
No.
Sex before marriage? He's a Jew, right? Jason Spiegel?
So what's his name's Evan Spiegel.
Oh.
Also
Jewish. Also
Jewish,
though, yeah.
Spiegel?
No, no.
So
what's
the last
this.
Name?
Wait,
so
then what's... Jews, by the way, don't have, like, normal Jews. We don't have your stupid rules like you do.
I know. I'm not
like
going to back
my stupid
rules. Like,
most of the crazy rules are, like, you guys. Trump handshakes. So he's back in the news because his handshakes are outrageous. So he met the Japan Prime Minister. I think that's what they have. And he put him in a body bag. It was one of the most degrading handshakes. And this made me... like a go Trump go guy, because I'm looking at this and I'm like, Japan is now in our back pocket. Yeah. I don't know if they're always
that guy
in our
just
back
smiling
pocket,
like,
and he's tapping his,
and he's getting dominated.
But did you see the end? Like, the guy's in his face, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get him for this. I don't think he's gonna, he's not gonna take this line down.
When he kept patting him on the hand, that is like
most disrespectful.
You're a good little country. Like, you're a good, you'll
sip
do what I say.
Yeah, it's dominance. You got to stab
total
dominance.
Dominance.
Yeah.
Like, so that I love. Big Cat wrote a blog. He thinks the Canadian. Is that also Prime Minister, what they got there? Whatever. The Canadian guy.
Dictate? I don't know.
No, dictate. What? Yeah, it could be. he says he figured out how to do it. He had a pretty solid anti-Trump handshake. He, like, went on the shoulder, pulled him in. I didn't see it as much as Big Cat did, to be honest, like, freaking out about it. And honestly, Canada is irrelevant. So who cares what
they're already? They've already been dominated,
right,
basically.
Right.
But if you're shaking Trump's hand now, you have to have some sort of game plan. I mean, you have to know this is coming now. If you're a Japanese guy, you got to be better than that.
Just like the next country to me, like, I feel like they got something for him.
You have to have like a fucking game plan.
You got like
on
a counter move,
right?
For it. Yeah.
And you got to keep going. So it was like, yeah, you just keep going on top, like you're playing Jenga all the way. And by the way, Trump would keep going.
Yeah, that would never end.
He would never
climb on top of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, now that we're talking Trump, I'm gonna bring this also Grammy moment. Jenny from the Block, I have a mental block. Jennifer Lopez, the speech she gave at the beginning of the Grammys made it sound like we just lost World War III. Like, I was looking around, she's like, we gotta rebuild our civilization. Like, all this heartache and pain, our buildings are burned down, and this is when actors and entertainers have to step up and save the country.
As Toni Morrison once said, this is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair, no place for self-pity, no need for silence, and no room for fear.
I don't know what she was talking about. That was
this is why
speech.
People are so sick of celebrities talking. It's like, what the fuck are you
well,
talking
I don't even
about?
Mind you saying it. I just want to, like, if it's a couple months from now, I want to hear from her again on it. And if it's a couple months again, I want to hear from you again. Like, you see what I'm saying? You're setting yourself up there.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And honestly, has anything, well, I guess she has, but it's like, I almost feel like there's more, like, Trump talk about, like, our country's in ruins than actually being ruins. Maybe that's just my life.
Oh, no, it's coming. Shit's going to be fucked up.
I don't know. I don't know,
It's coming. Man,
it's only been like
you
out months.
It's been like 3 days.
Could we hire Trill Bollins?
Nah, he makes like a shit ton of money.
Who is he?
It's Trill Bollins.
But I know, but I like thought that was Trill Bollins.
No,
it's not.
Trill's
Trill
like a professional Twitter troll, right?
Isn't that
then,
what we hired?
No, troll.
We hired Trill because he's funny. We hired this one.
Isn't the
funny.
Trill Bollins guy funny?
There's multiple funny Trills is what I'm getting at here. The other one just works for, like, I don't know, he just runs like computer analytics all day and makes like
this is
going to
sound me ball. Make me sound like
oh, here we go.
Stupid, but so Trill is what? What is Trill?
Tyler, what's Trill?
Like, what does the word Trill?
Yeah, why is your account Trill?
I was like true and real, Trill.
Oh, all right.
It's a southern thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black, like we can't be Trill or we could.
Y'all can't.
Trill Bollins is white.
Yeah, Trill
Bollins.
Trill
Bollins
white.
Is white.
Yeah, it's the biggest
Trill
upset
is
of the
very
century.
White.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a fucking act.
I talked to him. He like he sounds like an accountant. Like he's very white.
Wow.
Very white.
Living and learning. Okay. Moving on. I was walking out of my apartment today, and there's nothing really. We can comment about this, but I want to show the video because for me, it struck my like sense of humor that I thought was hilarious. It's one of these court things. I've never even heard of this show.
The hot bench.
Hot
bench. Right?
Like three judges sitting on a bench. The court case is literally the lady is suing because her pajamas were hemmed incorrectly.
Three opinions, one verdict. Hot bench. Ksenia Turk says seamstress Hannah Youssef incorrectly altered her pajama pants.
It's the most bananas lawsuit I've ever heard. Who brings their pajamas to be hemmed in the first place?
Yeah, that's the crazier move.
Nah, that's serious
even
business.
You would get your pajama pants hemmed?
You sleep a third of every single day.
It doesn't matter
for the rest of your life. I want to be comfortable.
Your pants are a little too big?
Who cares?
Not anymore. I took him to get hair. Like, they'll never be that nigga again.
Bananas.
That's crazy.
Imagine being the seamstress, being like, "Oh, you fucked up my pants. I'll see you in court." That's like the most amazing.
Yeah, but
amazing
that's
thing.
That that's I like. That is technique. Some true grudge shit. That's true hate to take that chick to court.
And the voice too of the like the hut bench voice was so serious, and it's just three judges, unbelievable. I just had to show the clip. We're not gonna spend a ton of time on it. Jeter, Hannah Davis, pregnant. This I'm gonna throw to YouTube because I really have no. I don't care, but I don't know. But people are acting like they very much care. And Jeter took the picture in the pink balloons. Do you care?
I mean, care in the sense of like other celebrity news. I care because. It's like the dude was an eternal bachelor, did whatever he wanted for so long, retired, got married, and had a kid, like boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And so he's like giving up. It's like Clooney, too. Clooney's having twins now. It's like at some point, everybody bites the dust.
Twins is becoming cliche.
Yeah, it's like, you know, triple.
To the point, you want to talk Illuminati, that they're, I didn't know Clooney was having twins.
Yeah.
And Beyonce's having twins.
Well, it's interesting. All, yeah, I mean, it makes you think. You want to get, it's all IVF shit. That's what happens.
It's what?
IVF, you always have multiple kids from that. That's
what the
do.
Fuck's IVF?
It's like when you in vitro. It's like when you can't get pregnant like regularly, so you got to do like test tubes.
So
shit.
That plays into the fact that all the celebrities the first pregnancy.
That's why everybody's having like multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Pharrell had triplets, twins here and there, everywhere.
How'd you know that?
Got you.
How did I know what?
Just because of your
stuff?
Baby
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, I've just gone through it all, yeah.
Do you care about Jeter?
I mean, for the same reason he said like he was kind of the guy, like for us growing up, and now he's just. Another guy,
just a just dude,
married, kids.
But he's not so. Another guy because we're talking about him having kids. It's like a lead story. That's
yeah. But you know, you see what I'm saying? He's just gonna be like, he's not that wild dude anymore. He's just like, settle down with a wife
like
and kid.
Official,
like the rest
I got
of
a receipt. I have to act right now.
I never ever thought of Jeter as like a wild and crazy guy. I just thought of a guy who fucked like tons
fine,
of chicks.
That's what I meant. Like he's doing whatever he wants, fucking whoever he wants mm-hmm. with no repercussions. Now he's got to have a kid.
Okay. This clip, this hockey thing. Nyquist, is that his name? This is one of the more violent clips we've had probably in of the year, maybe decade. I mean, you can't do this in hockey. I don't know what the punishment's gonna be. He gets mad, basically. They get kind of cross-checked into the boards, takes his stick and just eye gouges a guy. I don't know, Feuerberg, do you know like what happened to the guy? Did he have stitches and shit? It was brutal. What do you think that?
Well, we'll defer to our hockey expert.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
What?
I did see, I saw you hit in the fucking face.
End of topic.
Yeah.
This is a funny story. One of my friends at college, black kid, said hockey, why there weren't a lot of black hockey players is because when they skate over the blue line, they had an extra bone in their back that broke. It was like the most preposterous statement of all time. It was a joke. It's a funny joke. I don't think they actually have the extra. You're laughing like that was a joke.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
He'd say it in like dead serious. What do you think the suspension should be here?
I was telling Coley, like, just thinking in the NBA kind of mind, if you do that in the NBA now, you might go to jail. Like, they would just throw you out forever. I don't know.
What
like,
is the equivalent of doing that in the NBA? There is none.
Oh, gosh.
You don't have a weapon in
like
your hand.
Like ripping the rim off and bashing someone over the temple with it?
Like throwing the ball, like Cousins throwing the ball at Chris Paul's hit, but even, that's not nearly as dangerous
that's
as him hitting
someone,
him.
I saw somebody, the old, if we can dig up the clip of when Larry Bird fired the ball off Lambeer's head.
Yeah.
That's such a good clip. It's like my favorite. You can't do it in basketball because I'll you don't
now,
have
they
a
used to go with it, but now.
It would be like in baseball if you fucking hit someone with a bat. I mean, it's like you're using a real weapon on someone's face.
So what do you think the suspension should be for this guy?
I feel like there's also a little bit of a precedent in hockey with like some of the nastier hits.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be like a season-long thing.
I agree. Yeah. I think this guy should be out for the year because it was intentional. It was heat of the moment, but it was intentional.
He caught him multiple times. Like, he didn't, it wasn't just,
he
couldn't say it was an accident.
He
carved
his eye out. I can't imagine. I haven't heard, I didn't see blood, which is amazing because it was like a clean
That's probably
hit.
Part of it too. If it was like a worser injury, I feel like it'd be.
It's the only sport. Hockey actually has that rule, right? If there's blood, it's like an automatic 4 minutes or something like that, which is when you actually think of that on the outside, like, hey, if you draw blood, it's like there's certain lines. And the last one, which is not a funny story, but worth mentioning, and that people are talking about, Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky's kid, who's adopted, arrested on sexual assault charges. He had long said that Sandusky is guilty. I guess people are talking about it. I mean, it's sad, it's gross. I guess I'm not like surprised if you grow up in a totally fucked up environment.
Or you're adopted too.
Yeah, weird. Just weird stuff all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Pa, bad. Bad. That's all you can say. We got anything after show? Did you guys see the Nate Dogg doing like his concert here with the OAR guy.
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it was
unbelievable.
I heard it was the funniest thing Nate's ever done at Barstool.
It's unbelievable. First of all, is Orr still big?
They still like will do concerts and shit, but like, I don't know. What I don't think was this
guy
out, like, new.
Why was this guy here? Do we know?
I think he lives in New York.
But why would you be like, I'm gonna come to your office
he's a
and
big
basically
Barstool
go
fan.
One-on-one and serenade Nate?
He's a big Barstool fan and Nate is a big OAR fan, so yeah, come talk about
Nate, can you come
Mark.
Here?
Nate's like, oh, okay. I'll be right over. He loves his rundown appearances.
So Trill, how's your first day in the office been?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Got thrown right into the fire.
Yeah, big time.
I don't mind.
Yeah, wipe those hands, Nate.
Take your time, bud.
Nate, so.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, why was that? I watched the video. I thought it was very funny.
Thank you.
In a perfectly awkward way. The only thing that I would change is maybe don the mask for a little bit, but it was still a very funny video.
Yeah, I like to be, I say now, hey, Nate, come with me and let yourself go.
Why was that guy here? Like, what? How did this originate?
He followed me back on Twitter. He got into the site, and I asked if he wanted to come in, and he said, yeah.
Are they still, like, huge? Like, they were huge at one point.
I think they've plateaued, but they still tour the country every summer. I think they're still pretty big.
So did he know that was going to be, like, basically what was going to, he was just going to essentially serenade you?
No, I didn't know that until, like, an hour before we did it. Just.
Did he know that?
No.
So he's a good sport.
Yeah, he had no reason to do it. He had no reason to be that nice and to do that. Like, he was overly nice and overly cooperative.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. It's one of the
iconic
bizarre moments that I've seen.
Yeah, no, he lives in New York. He likes the site. He wants to, you know, maybe do more with us.
He's going to come on the Podfather to make fun of his kids with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So OAR, huge fans.
Glad you liked the video, Dave. That's,
what's that?
I'm glad you liked it.
It's all I've ever asked, Nate. Be like, let that spider monkey creepy weirdo out, and then we're going to make magic. That was a magic video.
Thank you.
And it was, like, clear, like, you were playing along. It was good. It was very funny. Very funny. So, anything else interesting happen?
It's just nice to see you back at work, Dave.
How's your, you know, situation?
Tap Twitter murder?
I don't even know what that means. Back to work? I was here last week. I mean, I was in Houston for the Super Bowl, but...
Yeah, Chaps Twitter murder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the best
that was
murder.
A body bag.
That shit was a body bag in the history of Twitter. That Chaps murder was the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that. Actually, and then she tried to come back from it and was like, this dude's showing me his medals. I'm talking about Grammys. Like, that's the fucking point.
When you're explaining yourself, you already lost.
I sat and literally went through all the mentions. I don't know why I love when people get body bagged, like the gifts that people like dig up of people getting murdered. And I just went through and watched all of them with like tears in my eyes. That's the shout out to Twitter. It's the
last night was an all time Twitter night. It was way up there on the list.
The best thing that Twitter's brought is that you like random people that you shouldn't know exist can absolutely get like legitimately murdered. Online, and you can watch it. Like, oh, this person I don't know.
In real time. It's
just,
the best.
Just got
Twitter
eviscerated.
Is the fucking best. It's crazy that company's going down the tubes. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, that's the rundown. I think that's everything we got.
Yep.
Thank you again, Trill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
To the big
good
show.
Debut. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Good.